And Nebraska, with seven players, six scholarship players, are moving on. They'll play Wisconsin on Friday.
Good on you, everybody. The memes that are getting out here, or the tweets that are finally got Norman Dale. They were the Huskers, I think. The Hickory Huskers. Yeah. Yeah. Feeling it, baby. So Nebraska tees off. Dips off. They're the next game here. 1:55. I think they start at 11:30. Who get Ohio State and... Who's Ohio State play? Anyway. Ohio State
Michigan
plays.
State.
Ohio State plays somebody.
Michigan State.
Just some programming notes here real quick. We're going to talk to BC at 11:30. We're efforting to get to Schick. He's just got to confirm back. He's always available. He'll be in. But then, as I was kind of asking, you know, hey, to take care of your neighbor stuff, all those kind of things, Mark Schechterle, and we're going to call him the market manager of NRG Omaha right now. I think he's a GM. This is a fancy name. But he's going to come in, and the studio is going to step up. It's one of the great things to get the opportunity to come in here and help in the studio because it is. They are about their culture. They are about their community, and they will step out and do things to help the community. So he's going to come in. We're gonna discuss, just have a little quick chat on what NRG is going to do, you know, for some of these people. So just be ready for that and keep an eye out for those kind of things. But
because I know we've been getting the office has been getting a lot of calls about people trying to donate and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Marker's going to cover all of that.
Yep.
Where you can donate, where you can go to. It's all going to be covered. Mark's going to take care of it.
Yep. So he'll come in. He's the guy running this ship, no pun intended. He will lay out the plan, lay out the process, lay out all the things we can do because this is what we do. We take care of each other here in the state. That's how we get down. Duke guy, right? And I really, really like to have one of the things that I always feel forever young in my life is that I employ, you know, high school age, college age people, young men and women. And, you know, inevitably you meet their buddies. And a couple weeks ago a couple of the boys came in, they're all 22, sitting at the bar. Well, one guy is such a North Carolina honk that it isn't even funny. Like nobody else plays basketball but North Carolina. They're the greatest team ever, they're the best there ever was, blah, 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 blah. We're just going to call him Rock. Okay, so Rock's sitting there, and we're watching Duke, and this is Zionless Duke, and he's saying, oh, they're trash, and they're this, they're that, blah, 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 blah. NC all the way. Okay, you know, you can run your mouth. That's fine. Money laid is money played, so I said, hey, bud, I'll take Duke with Zion to win it all, 3-1 odds, and I just bet him $20. He said, nope. I said, well, you ain't that confident then, so don't come at me with this stuff. And there's a point to this story. But I said, okay, just $20 Duke to win it. I said, if North Carolina wins it or finishes better than Duke, I'll give you $20. I said, okay. So then we pay 3-1 if everybody wins the championship. He's like, deal. So away we go. But he said, you would be a Duke guy. I'm like, I'm not a Duke guy. For the reason that happened last night. Okay? So during the game, Zion Williamson is doing his thing. And if you Bulls, please, please just forfeit. Just forfeit the rest of them. Please, just quit. Just walk out and everybody get hurt and say, yep, 2-0, you win. You guys win. Then go grab some G League guys and just bring them in and let them play. But don't win anymore. Please. Or trade the entire franchise for the first pick. Like, whoever gets it.
Get the first, second, and third just so you cover,
yeah, right.
Cover
okay,
your bases.
Phoenix, you got the first pick. You can own a quarter of the Bulls, and we're going to get the first pick.
We'll even trade you Michael Jordan's retired jersey.
Right. You want Mike to come in your front office? Yeah, we'll send Michael. Just kidding, Mr. Jordan. But that kid is the deal. I mean... And now I know he is a grown-ass man playing against guys that are still developing. The stat that blew my mind, because you really don't have it in perspective when you see it on the TV, but they had him standing next to Gronk, like 2 inches taller and 30 pounds heavier. And that young man can get up and down. I don't know. I think his jump shot is at a good starting point. I think obviously it's going to need some, you know, work down the road in the NBA. But getting that young man to the hoop and rims, beware. You're going to get rocked. But anyway, so the Howard kid for Syracuse, you know, as he's coming down the court, just gave him a little foot check, just a little pseudo fake trip motion, caught his foot. Not class. It's a kid being dumb. But it's, you know, viewed as, oh, classless move. How dare you? Da 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 da. Jay Williams, right? If Jay Williams could just be quiet and go away, I may entertain like watching that pregame basketball show that ESPN throws out there. Because he just makes some outlandish things. Now, first one to admit, I will screw things up like nobody's business on here. Thankfully, I haven't done it in a while, but I got, you know, there was one time early on in my career here, George, where you weren't here yet. I was rifling off stats. So I thought I was slick. I didn't check the date on the article. I was a year off. Like, man, I don't remember this guy, but geez, he must still be there. And the person we were interviewing, I can't remember his name, super nice. He goes, yeah, he graduated. I was like, all righty then. You passed that test. Just checking to see if you're awake.
Yep.
But anyway, Jay Williams goes through this long diatribe about how it's this and how it's that and not no place for it in basketball. Careful now, Jay. Them cameras out there, bud. They got you on TMZ saying, oh, you know, tripping and stuff. But Grayson Allen does it. Hey, I like it. Assume the heel role. Be the bad guy. No. Don't be another reason why people hate Duke. There's enough of them out there. You got plenty. Success. Success. Shane Battier. Woj. Leitner.
Redick.
Hurley. Right? But don't be that guy. Don't. If you want to be a honk, just sit, come out front and say, I'm a honk. It's okay if Grayson Allen does it. I don't want that Howard guy to do it to my guy. If you stick up for alma mater, I'm fine with that. God knows I'd do it. Nebraska does something stupid again. Ah, that's a, you know, it is what it is. Somebody else does the same stupid thing in a different game. I'm like, oh, geez, what is this guy doing? You know, give me that disclaimer first. Okay? I get it. Guy's a amazing talent. Transcending talent. Can't wait. Please forfeit the rest bowls. Can't wait to see what he does in the league. It's a kid being stupid, trying to, you know, it's like when you used to walk down the hallways in high school, you click somebody's heel when they're walking in front of you. It's stupid. Kid knows it. Don't go on both sides of the fence. Don't talk out both sides of your mouth. Don't give us more reason to hate Duke. It is what it is. If I'm a GM, I got to go down and have that conversation with my coach, right? Okay, let's just take a quick peek at the rest of this schedule. Like, what if we really try out some of these guys that don't play at all? Maybe we got a Johnny Trueblood on our bench.
I was really looking at a number 12 guy. What's his name again? Yeah, put him in the game.
That guy that's worn that suit for the past 4 months. Can he go out there?
Is he hurt?
And hey, if you're a fan of another team, don't act like you ain't thinking the same thing.
Pacers are way too high in the standings right now. Right. Otherwise, I'd be in the same boat.
Don't act like you ain't out in Phoenix. Like, hey, Devin, calm down. D-Book, let's not put any of these in the hole, bud.
Didn't you hurt your finger earlier in the year? Time to go out. Sit it out.
Hey, the Knicks. The Knicks are like, Dolan, just keep going out there and being a jackass. Then nobody's going to come. Everybody's going to hate you, and we're going to get this kid. Hostile takeover sale of the Knicks, and James Dolan's gone.
James, you're doing a great job.
But we ran up against it here. We got to get to break. We'll come back, talk a little football with Brian Christopherson. When we return, listen where you listen, the stream, the pods, 1620 The Zone, the app. Do what you do, folks. It's a Friday.